Video: Security guard shot while protecting California news crew dies. By Amy Furr on November 27, 2021. A security guard who was shot during an attempted armed robbery while working alongside California's Crown 4 news crew has died from his injuries, the outlet reported Saturday. The victim's name is Kevin Nishida, and he left behind his wife, two children, and three grandchildren. Nishida was an armed security guard for Star Protection Agency and was a former policeman. A $32,500 reward has been offered for information resulting in an arrest. The outlet said, the Crown 4 crew was covering a story on Wednesday about a recent robbery where 12 thieves wearing masks and hoods raided a clothing store on the 300 block of 14th Street, adding that at 12:20 p.m. Wednesday, an assailant attempted to steal Crown 4's camera equipment, according to police. The armed guard was shot in his lower abdomen. The reporter did not suffer any injuries. The guard was transported to Highland Hospital and listed in critical condition prior to surgery. A man from Berkeley who was nearby was hit with bullet shrapnel, according to Oakland police. The man received treatment at a hospital and later listed in stable condition. Donations from Crown 4, Nexstar Media Incorporated, Star Protection Agency, and the Oakland Police Department raised the reward to $32,500. The news outlet's vice president and general manager, Jim Rose, stated, "We are devastated by the loss of security guard and our friend, Kevin Nishida. Our deepest sympathy goes to Kevin's wife, his children, his family, and to all his friends and colleagues. This senseless loss of life is due to yet another violent criminal act in the Bay Area. We hope that offering a reward will help lead to the arrest of those responsible so they can face justice for this terrible tragedy." Meanwhile, Oakland Police Chief LaRonia Armstrong said there were many factors causing crime in the area, Crown 4 reported on November 17. "This year has been violent in Oakland, and the city experienced 120 murders and 550 shootings at the time the article was published. The first thing I think about is that it's not just a number, that it represents so many families that have been impacted by violence," Armstrong said.